It's good to be here. We're living in difficult times. And there is a world to be reached with the real answers. There are two answers being presented today in Matthew 28. The Lord presented the real answer for what the world needs today. You're familiar with it. I won't spend a lot of time on this, but in Matthew 28 and verse 18, the Lord Jesus came and spake unto the disciples, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, disciple all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Go and give them the message. Those who receive and believe can have an impact on the world. Satan has another approach to all that. Well, there's always been another approach. I guess it was early in the book of Genesis when he raised the question with Eve, "Has God said?" And that started all sorts of problems. But for the last 1700 or 1800 years, Satan has used another force. It's called the Muslims. They have a book, the Quran. This is probably the first time you've ever heard this on the pulpit. They have an answer. They say, go and teach, go and reach all nations. And anybody that refuses to answer, respond, kill them. If you're familiar with the book of Revelations, in the first couple of chapters, there were seven churches there. What's happened to all of them? They've all been wiped out. As Muslims came in, 600, 700, 800, and anybody that wouldn't bow to the message that Allah is great, or Akbar, or whatever it is they say, they kill them. And that battle's been going on now for well over 1,000 years. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the fact that, now, I'd a whole lot rather talk about Matthew 18, but we also need to know what's going on in the world. Christians need to be informed of a battle that's going on and what the forces are at work. We are being invaded. The United States is being invaded. Most people don't even realize it. And in Washington, we have leadership and in the media that says, don't even mention these people. Let's not talk about them. They have their rights. I have something here that I'd want to share with you. I don't think it'll take this long. But I have here something that was developed by the Muslims in 1991. That's over 20 years ago. It's called an explanatory memorandum on the strategic goal for the group in North America. 522, 1991. There's an introduction of the explanation of what they're talking about and a concept of settlement. And then they talk about the process of settlement. And as a part of their whole program for eventually taking control of America, they have been working actually since 1928 to move people here and settle them into our communities. And they form Islamic student groups on college campuses. Just about every major university in America today has at least one or more Muslim on the faculty. They form all sorts of student groups. And in every community, if you look, there is some way in which they reach out and spread their message. This particular piece of information that I mentioned here, it runs to ...20-some pages. I have the whole Islamic Arabic right here. I don't read much of this stuff. But they spell out very definitely of their plan for taking over the world. This is from a government exhibit from 003-0085-304-CR, U.S. versus HLF et al. In other words, this was an attempt by the Department of Justice, before the present one, to expose this whole plan for basically destroying America. I got too many of these here, and incidentally, they have plans for establishing a television station, and they have one now, the Al Jazeera Network. It's in the whole country. A magazine, hire Islamic Council for callers. If any of you watch Hannity, the other night he had a representative of one of these groups on, raising all sorts of all sorts of protests over the fact that there are groups in America that say nasty things about us peace-loving people. And they want to form a political party, and they've elected some representatives in Missouri, and they've elected a congressman from Minnesota and other places. And they've formed these groups so that they can get their message out. And their message is, I wish I had that better. The Muslim Brotherhood adopts Muslim causes domestically and globally, which works to expand the observant Muslim base, aims at unifying and directing Muslim efforts, supports, presents Islam as a civilization alternative, and support the global Islamic State wherever it is. The positive development with the brothers in the Islamic circle is an attempt to reach a unity of merger. They want to eventually take us over. And in this, I didn't come up with the actual, but to eliminate Christianity and all opposition Now, it's through this process of settlement, moving people in. Whether you realize it or not, and I can't prove this, but I suspect that a lot of it is Arab and Islamic oil money. There's all sorts of little convenience stores in America being set up, gas stations, and others. Those people get money to establish businesses. I wonder where. Now, they don't put a sign out and say, "We're out to take over the world." They're just doing good business, trying to develop their influence in America. And eventually develop their influence here. They train and influence and send here multitudes of doctors. In St. Louis, for example, made up of professional people, they have an Islamic school out in West St. Louis County with hundreds and hundreds of students there, Islamic students, the children of doctors and lawyers and other influence people. Now, they don't, I don't think that they present the Bible as an alternative, but that's where I got my copy of the Quran. It cost me a whole dollar for this book. They want to get them out as cheaply as possible. Their program is called an explanatory memorandum on the general strategic goal for the Muslim group in North America. And they call it the process of settlement. In other words, they go to work to bring people here. In some cases, they send people here and claim that they're here for asylum reach because they've been persecuted in their lands. We currently have, in the city of St. Louis, with the decline of the population, and St. Louis is different than any city in America, there's St. Louis County that surrounds the city of St. Louis, but the city itself is organized independently and separately. And today, 40% of the total population in St. Louis is Muslim today. They've elected people to our legislature and have gained influence. They don't control yet. They have elected a city treasurer and other. They haven't elected a mayor yet, but they're gaining their influence there to ultimately take over. They have some key people. This is an article from World Magazine, which is doing a good job. Turkey's Inside Man. An aging but popular exile in the United States, Fethullah Gulen is considered by many to be behind moves to Islamicize his native land. Now, he was banned from Turkey because he was out to try and upset Ataturk's program back there in the 20s to prevent Islams from controlling the country. He circles his money, but the thing he's doing in America, this particular man has 125 contract schools in America. The local school board has to pay for it. He imports Turkish and other Muslim teachers. And a lot of parents would say, well, if I can get out of the public school, that's a good thing. And, and it doesn't cost anything. A lot of stupid Americans who'll take what they can get and not realize what's being done to them. Gouin is one of these guys. He has over 100 schools in the state of Texas alone, teaching Muslim doctrine. And they don't say that openly. We just give a better education. They get the math and all the rest. But there's some other stuff they get too. The government helps. Here. Again, World Magazine, which is one of the fellows down in North Carolina. They've had Christian schools and all the rest, and they're attempting to get the word out. But World Magazine, stacking library shelves, how Washington is pushing Islamic propaganda into local communities. And they asked the question, where's the ACLU when we need it? In other words, the Islamicists move in and offer all sorts of reading material and books to local libraries. And it's flooding. Libraries in America, like schools, have a long tradition of local control. In 2009, Minnesota librarian Barbara Fisher told Library Journal readers how she chose books. I know my community and I know what their interests are. Wisconsin librarian Abigail Rowan about choosing books based on reviews, patron requests, and we're a chatty bunch and love remember each other. But the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Endowment for the Humanities, has a different process. Earlier this year, National Endowment for the Humanities, as a part of Muslims Journeys Project, shipped to 953 local libraries and humanity groups 25 books chosen by 5 National Project scholars, known for their positive appraisals of Islam. We'll get to book by book through some of the choices, but critics of Islam who reviewed for the World the 25-book collection said it was all one-sided. Your local library, some medical groups, educator groups, and the work they're doing on the colleges of America, every one of them. And they would give the idea, well, our students need to be exposed to all these views. But how many of those universities today expose any young people to any positive views of Christianity and its influence in the founding of America? It's denied and it's cast out. We're being invaded. That was more or less the title of what we started. And the White House, in its 9/11 anniversary guidelines, ask officials to minimize references to Al-Qaeda. The attempts are being made to keep us blind to this threat. We don't hear about it in the media. We don't hear about it on the TV or any of those places. In fact, Fox News, which has a lot of good stuff, I haven't seen them focusing attention on this. Maybe it's the fact that the owner of Fox News, Roger Ailes and that whole group, they've sold 15% of control of the Fox News network to a young Arab prince who put millions of dollars in it. Now, they'd say he doesn't control, but it probably, if you know who's putting up the money, you don't go to work. Listen to some of these groups. The Islamic Society of North America, the Muslim Students Association, the Muslim Communities Association, the Association of Muslim Social Scientists, the Association of Muslim Scientists and Engineers, the Islamic Medical Association. Now, I could go down through that list, and there's 29 different groups and organizations on the group that have infiltrated and are developing their influence here in America. Detroit, the state of Michigan, has one of the largest concentrations of Muslims. Dearborn, for example. In fact, if somebody in Michigan calls the government to ask, how can I get some government benefits? How can I get food stamps? They press 1 to get it in English. They press 2 to get it in Hispanic. Press 3 to get it in Arabic. Now, say, well, just one Arab, maybe. But under Sharia law, which they promote, every Muslim man under their way of doing things is allowed to have 3 wives, 4 wives. And while most states still don't permit multiple marriages, they can go in and register their second and their third and their fourth wife as a dependent. And multitudes of money and multitudes of government money go into those hands, all to establish an effective and stable Islamic movement led by the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States, adopting Muslim causes domestically and globally, expanding the observant Muslim base, and unifying and directing Muslim efforts. We're being invaded. And how many of us realize it? And will we wake up and one day realize that they've gotten... Now again, how strong an effort is being made? I think the President of the United States has said that we got to develop our relationships with these nations. He said in one speech that from growing up in Indonesia in a Muslim school, the most beautiful sound in the world is the going forth of the Muslim prayers from their prayer titles. So we aren't taking the efforts that we're needing to take to strike down their influences. Strike down. Now, What do we need to do? Well, number one, we need to be out to reach these people with the gospel. Just like we're reaching all sorts of different groups, or we should be reaching all sorts of different groups. I'm afraid most of us as Christians, if we find out that the local convenience store is run by a Muslim, not only will we not boycott it, but we don't have much interest. If we know they're a Muslim, well, I don't want to take the time to talk to them, because you can't reach them with the gospel. But God, through His power and through His word, can reach anyone. But they have to be given the word. Well, the process is called the settlement industry. They are working, and I think probably oil money, finances, good bit of what they accomplish here. You or I go down to the local bank and ask for a loan to start some sort of a new business. May be difficult to get. But if there's Arab oil money comes in and is made available, suddenly you have little stores all over and gas stations. And these people all come Friday. There are Muslims being built all over America. Florissant. They took over the whole State Farm complex and have a school established now. They have more sense than to put their kids in too much of what's going on in the public schools of America. But we are not defending ourselves. We're not aware that we are being invaded. And as a result, we're going to lose this battle one of these days. What was the goal? Understanding the role of the Muslim brother in North America. The process of settlement, that's this thing of bringing people in and settling them, is a civilization jihadist process with all the word remains. The Ikhwan must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within. And Western civilization, as poorly as we've done, is a Christian civilization. Our goal is eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of believers, so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. There's people out there that want to eliminate us. And we need to recognize who the enemy is. Some would say, well, I know it's Satan. Yeah, But he has used all sorts of agents down through the ages. Who eliminated all the churches, the seven churches of Revelation? Satan, yeah, but working through Muslims. Now, that's not a reason to hate an individual Muslim. We need to love them. Try to reach them with the Word of God. Pray for them. And hopefully they might see God's love reflected through us. We're in a battle as a nation, as a people. And you and I as Christians, we're the enemy. And they say we must be eliminated so that they, through either their wars or their efforts, can conquer the world. Now, I know that it's not going to happen eventually. They aren't going to be successful. There is a day coming when Jesus Christ is coming back and put it all down. But there sure could be a lot of misery between now and then. Satan has always been at work, and he continues to work to stop you and I from being effective with the spread of the gospel. We need to recognize this, and, well, I just keep going here. Here's local summit aims to lure immigrants. The St. Louis Mosaic Project released its series of recommendations Thursday to help boost immigration in St. Louis. I wonder what kind of immigration they're trying to boost. Islamic. I'm not going to go through the rest of these papers that just add to all that I've mentioned, but whether it's contract schools in Texas and across America with Turkish teachers, and people flock to them because they understand they give a pretty good education. And it doesn't cost me anything. And I'll get out of that nasty public school that I don't like that's whatever. We need to be warned and realize that, yes, God has a plan for reaching the world. Satan has his agents. But the difference between Satan and us is that the Holy Spirit, the Lord says that he will empower his people, you and I, if we're diligent to take the word out to reach people for Jesus Christ. Father, we love you because you first loved us. Lord, we pray that we might be an informed people. Lord, there's so many ways in which we need to be informed, through which we need to learn. Father, give us wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.